Rise and Shine with Robbo and friends
on Vision.
And joining us on the line right now is Manus Labuschagne, who is a cricket player with the Brisbane Heat. How you doing, mate?
Hey, Manus.
Good, good. Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much for joining us today. And we enjoyed watching a Facebook video of you recently where you were talking about putting Bible verses on your shoes. Tell us how that all came about, mate.
That's my mum. My mum is a very good Christian lady, and she's always sort of been a part of my life there. And as I've been playing, she's always sort of prayed scripture and prayers over my life. And it's just something she started doing to kind of, you know, insinuate, just walk in the blessings that you've been given. And so she's been doing that. There's a couple of other things that we've been doing as well. That's writing on the bottom of my cricket bat, that, like, you'll see this in fine print, that'll be like 40:31, and that's Isaiah 40:31. It's one of my favourite verses, and another one my mum and my wife sort of came up with, and it's just something small, but
That is so good. Did you start off in the church, growing up in the church?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So from a young age, obviously went to Sunday school and went in South Africa, and then it was always part of a pretty strong Christian family, and same with my wife. So I've pretty much been in sort of the Christian circle from a real young age.
Mm-hmm. So, mate, how come we can't hear a South African accent?
Well, it's because when we came over here, I only knew Afrikaans. So I spoke fluent Afrikaans as my first language, and then when we came here, I learnt English sort of as I was growing up in Australia and with the Australian slang, and so that's kind of why I don't have the South African accent. It's just because I learnt how to speak English in Australia.
So can you say hello to everyone on the radio in Afrikaans for us?
Hello, Khanet.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Pretty simple. Straightforward. So in your, you said you grew up in the church. When was the turning point for you? Was there, like, a specific moment where you're like, yes, hello, God, there you are?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, I got baptized when I was 16, so that's when I got baptized. But, I mean, it's been a pretty much continuing relationship with Christ, really, since a fairly young age. I mean, I remember laying in bed when I was younger, you know, about 7, 8, and 9, and just laying in bed, like, not being able to go to sleep unless I prayed that night. And I don't know, I think that, you know, continued relationship with Christ over the years has just gotten stronger and stronger. I can't really remember a time where I didn't, you know, where I didn't believe in God and in Christ.
Oh, that's good.
So I'd be curious to know about your cricket career. Do you pray to win, or do you just pray that God will help you play well?
Yeah, that's the elusive question, isn't it? There's definitely been times that there's been both. When it gets tight and you're like, surely this one's ours. And, you know, there's definitely times that I have prayed for that. But, mainly just that, you know, I can perform at my best, and that all the glory will go to Him for, you know, whatever happens in the day, win or lose. So,
and what's it like being a Christian in an elite sporting team? Like, I can see you've played for Queensland under 17s, under 19s, Brisbane Heat. You know, you've really had a successful career so far, and, you know, you've obviously got big dreams. Tell us, what's it like being a Christian in that kind of sporting environment?
Look, I definitely think it's something that is very challenging, I think, at times, because you're obviously surrounded, you know, your environment you're surrounded with isn't really ideal at times, and you tend to be away from home a lot. So, you know, your circle of friends, I found, growing up, I had two kind of distinct differences in circle of friends, where I had my cricket friends that, you know, I saw around there, but I also had my friends from church that we, you know, we all grew up together and stuff like that. And I found that was quite a distinct, that helped a lot. But I mean, there's lots of positive things. I mean, over the years since I've been part of the squad, there's been some amazing growth inside Queensland cricket about, with Christianity and just how people sort of perceive it. I think people sort of sometimes think Christianity is this religious thing that it's too religion based and not relationship based, I think, at times. And I mean, it's definitely been its challenges, especially, I mean, before I was married, that whole sex before marriage and that whole side of things is was a challenge in itself in that sort of environment.
So did you see God's hand in, you know, you getting your position in the Brisbane Heat? How did that come about?
Definitely. I mean, pretty much in all my cricket, really, God's been a massive part in my life and everything I've done. I mean, a cool story. So on my debut for the Brisbane Heat, so Joe Burns was our captain that day, and he thought a cool way to just involve me in the game that day was to say a team prayer before we went out to field.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So there's been heaps of cool things like that over the time, and people sort of, yeah, just getting a better understanding of what Christianity's about, and a lot of good conversation, and then there comes cool opportunities like that every now and then, which is great.
And you just mentioned your recent wedding. Tell us about how you met your wife.
It was at church. It was at church, Cleveland Baptist. Went to church. It was actually my best friend's sister.
Ah,
nice. Okay, yeah.
That old chestnut. Yeah. So so he was one of my best mates. He was away actually in America, and then we're always sort of friends. Me and Beck, and we sort of just grew over time. We're really good friends, and then sort of grew into something more, and then he got married a month before me, and then I got married a month after him.
Oh, wow.
And, bit of a really cool story, really, and that's how that sort of unfolded. And
oh, it's good, mate. Well, I've done a bit of Facebook stalking, and we've got six mutual friends, and two of them are a couple of blokes that I've had on the radio before, Bill Hunter and Jason Fittes, who've both worked with the Brisbane Broncos. And they're kind of, you know, Bill was a chaplain for many years, finished up recently, and Jason also working with a lot of development with young up-and-coming sportsmen. And I know that they are a real encouragement to the Christians in you know, the Broncos and in rugby league. Have you found that chaplains have been able to help you in your cricket career? Is there chaplains in cricket a lot?
No. It's something that I think Queensland, we had chaplain earlier in sort of the early 90s, 2000s. But I think, we sort of haven't had chaplain for a while. But, I mean, Jason himself is actually my small group leader.
Is he? Okay.
He's my small good. He lives about 5 minutes down the road from us.
Oh, cool. Top bloke, eh?
So he was actually a pastor at Cleveland Baptist.
Yeah.
When I was probably, like, when I started there, when I was about 9 or 10. Yeah, and then we just sort of grew, and I think there's a new church plant coming into the Redlands called Gateway Redlands.
Mm-hmm.
And he's leading that. And, yeah, so he's our small group leader. And, I mean, I've known Jason for a long time. And, he's been a great influence on me. And also, that encouragement about, you know, speaking your faith. And,
good.
Yeah.
Well, mate, I'm surprised to know that there isn't chaplains in the Brisbane Heat or much in cricket. So, mate, if you need anyone, you know, I'm a pastor as well. Give me a call and come over and have a chat with the boys, you know. I can bat and bowl all right too if you ever need a fill-in, you know.
I can't. Please don't ask me. I'm terrible at cricket. Actually, yeah, if there's one game that I really can't get my head around, it's cricket. I can't understand the scoring.
Yep.
I can't understand how to bowl everything. That's why we really need into the studios.
Absolutely. We're trying to arrange your time. But, yeah, look, I can understand it's a bit of a complicated game if you look at it. There's not many games where you play 2 hours in a day for 4 days, but you sit after 2 hours and have lunch with the other team and then come back out and then play for another 2 hours and then have tea and then go home and then come back for 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a bit of a complicated one.
Yeah.
Now, mate, I've had the privilege of interviewing Franzi Cronje before, Hanzi Cronje's brother. And, you know, in South Africa in particular, there's been lots of cricketers with a strong faith. Is there any of those guys that, you know, you've looked up to over the years?
Oh, look, Hanzi was one of my favourite cricketers when I was growing up, obviously from South Africa. But there's a lot. I mean, I sort of follow, I'm a bit of a cricket snuff, and I follow a lot of the cricket, I'm interested in people sharing their faith and as Christians, and so we've got a few. We got pastor from Hillsong, Artie Shepherd, who actually did my wedding.
Oh yeah,
Did my wedding, and he sort of connected a lot of us. We've got a WhatsApp group called Front Foot Faith, and we've probably got about 20 or 30 professional cricketers sort of around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So like Vernon Philander is in our group.
Yep.
Vernon Philander. Who else? There's a few South African guys. There's obviously there's Peter George, myself, and James Baisley in the Queensland cricket and system. And there's heaps. Tatemba Bavuma. We got a few cricketers from West Indies. We got we're really growing in that front. And it's really cool to sort of try and connect with other Christians around the cricket world.
Good on you, mate. Do you reckon you'll play for Australia one day?
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, that's the dream.
that's every kid's dream.
Yeah.
I think, if that's not your dream and you're playing first-class cricket, I don't really know
why you're
playing first-class cricket.
Well, mate, everyone listening right now, we'll be praying for you and praying that the Lord will raise you up and use you because you're very strong in your faith. You're a good player. I've seen you seen a few clips of you playing, and one of my mates actually went and saw you play the other day and said, "Oh, he's got a lot of talent." Let's pray and really hope that the Lord will continue to open doors for you. And I'm so excited to hear that there's a WhatsApp group of Christian cricketers that you can encourage each other.
That is so cool.
Because you need to really make sure you stand together, because there is a lot of peer pressure to go the other way, isn't there, hey?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And I think that's the key. What I was sort of alluding to before was that, when I was younger, I found that was the key for me to have a strong friendship group outside of cricket, because I think it can be very easy to put all your chips in one basket and all, your time and all your effort, but at the end of the day, if cricket's gone and you haven't built relationships with people outside of cricket, it's going to be a really tough time. It's also just about not having that at the centre of your life, really.
Mm-hmm.
If cricket's all everything and anything, then putting that ahead of God, and I don't think that's as a Christian where I want to be and where we should be.
Well, Manus, you're an absolute legend, and we really look forward to seeing what God does for the rest of your future and your cricket career, as well as your relationship with Him. So thanks for having a chat with us today, and we definitely need to get you into the studios. You can teach me how to bat and bowl properly, because I'm very not good with that. Thanks, Manus.
Thanks for your time, mate. God bless.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Before you go, thanks for listening.
There's lots more great audio on demand, or you can listen to us live at visionradio.org.au.
And remember, Vision is listener supported. Your donation,
large or small,
will help us continue connecting faith to life for hundreds of thousands of people across Australia and around the world.
Learn more or donate today at visionradio.org.au.